The Trump administration has until the end of the week to respond to a court filing from last week questioning the administration's motives in adding that controversial "Are you a citizen?" question to the 2020 census. The administration says it's adding the question to better enforce the Voting Rights Act, but newly revealed documents show the question was added as a way to help white Republicans redraw political maps and solidify power at the expense of brown residents. And this lower court questioning is happening as the case is being considered by the Supreme Court. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has been covering this. He joins us now. Hansi, hi.
Hi, Robin.
This is an incredible story. Republican gerrymandering expert Thomas Hoffler died last year. And after that, his estranged daughter found these hard drives related to his work, including his writing after Hoffler was asked by a conservative news outlet to look into what would happen if political maps were drawn only based on American citizens, you know, people of voting age. What did he conclude?
He concluded that if you were to add a citizenship question onto census forms, you would have the necessary information in order to redraw political maps that he said would be advantageous to Republicans and non-Hispanic white people. And we know that because these hard drives were discovered by his estranged daughter, who happened to then get connected with lawyers that a law firm that was representing two separate cases, one about a North Carolina gerrymandering case at a North Carolina state court. A legal firm involved with that was also involved with one of the citizenship question lawsuits here in New York. And because of that connection, that's how plaintiffs in one of the citizenship question lawsuits are citing these documents, they say, as evidence that Thomas Hoffler played a very big role, they say, in shaping this question that this administration wants to add to the 2020 census.
Well, in fact, he wrote a memo that helped make the administration's case for doing this as, you know, supporting the Voting Rights Act. And the members of the administration, you know, went before that lower court and said that it was for the Voting Rights Act. But these documents seemed to show that it wasn't. It was to benefit Republicans and other non-Hispanic Americans.
Well, the connection the plaintiffs in these in the citizenship question lawsuits are arguing, these are plaintiffs represented by the ACLU as well as a law firm, Ardell and Porter. They're arguing that among the documents found in Hoffler's files is a paragraph that explains how that would essentially justify adding a citizenship question to better enforce part of the Voting Rights Act and better protect the voting rights of minorities, including Latino folks. And this paragraph that they found in Hoffler's files matches word for word with a paragraph found in an early draft of a request that the Justice Department apparently was preparing to submit to the Census Bureau to formally request a citizenship question. And this draft of a letter, a Justice Department official said that that was an early draft that he looked over before he helped to ghostwrite later on the official draft. And these developments in Hoffler's role regarding the writing here and these memos were not disclosed in the depositions given before the trial happened here in New York for the citizenship question lawsuits. And so the plaintiffs here are arguing that Trump administration official at Justice Department, as well as a consultant advisor to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who oversees the Census Bureau, that these two folks, that they may have misrepresented what actually happened during the deposition.
So they're appealing to the lower court that made the first ruling. But what does this mean for the Supreme Court that's actually considering the question, you know, considering the lower court's ruling and the question of having the census question?
That's a really good question, and we're going to have to see what happens, I think, first at the lower court at the hearing on Wednesday to see what this lower court says about these new documents, whether it considers it evidence that's sanctionable, and also then to see how this could possibly affect how the Supreme Court is ruling. They're expected to rule by the end of the month, and again, the deadline is very, very close. The printing of the 2020 census form, the Census Bureau says, has to start by July 1st in order to meet the current budget allocations.
Wow, what an incredible story, all because in a strange daughter came home after her father died. Just something. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang, thank you so much. We'll follow this.
You're welcome.